feel bad. Kevin just left and left his cell phone and his glasses. And it's not like I can call him to say, hey, man, you left your glasses behind and your cell phone.
We gave him, oops. We gave him a boring night. Apologize to him for us.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's lame for us.
I feel bad.
Really exciting night for us, for me, at least. I won't speak for everyone, but it's been a really exciting night for me. My wife is sitting at home thinking, I thought he said 2 hours. And I live one block away, so if she shows up, you'll know. She probably won't, though. She's a sweetheart. She understands.
It's unbelievable. This is as good as it gets. It's unbelievable. Don't know what's gonna happen next. It's unbelievable. You haven't seen nothing yet. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. When I was a kid, I saved up all my dough so I could buy C-3PO. Put Mentos in my Diet Coke in the backseat of the bus. When I was a kid, I ate SpaghettiOs, played laser tag and G.I. Joes. And if you vowed no girls allowed, then you could join the club. When I was a kid, I spent my Saturdays blowing on Nintendo games. The newest thing was Lion King, and I could feel the love. It's unbelievable.
Everybody, this is Richard Brickman with Comic Pop Library, and we're BSing with Suzanne Lambin, Lenny, and Jonathan. So we're just going to take it and do some riffs on whatever comes to mind, and we're just going to have fun with it. So go for it, guys. Who's going to be the first to get into the ring?
I will. Has anybody been watching the TV series Lucifer?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love that show.
Yes.
Jonathan, are you liking the show? It's so good.
It looks really good. I've only seen the previews. I don't even know what channel it's on.
I actually have it recording tonight, so I can watch it.
It looks really...
Monday night's the best night for TV now.
DVR is...
it is.
Supergirl, Damian, The Fosters...
Yeah, I don't have a DVR.
DVR is everything. You gotta have a DVR. I like that series, Better Call Saul. That's really good. What else?
I have watched the first season of Better Call Saul because it's on Netflix. And
is it really?
Was supposed to watch part of the second season at least today, but I skipped that. I guess.
I've got to see it.
I was supposed to do it before we even started, and I took a nap.
Murder is on Netflix.
What's that?
Oh, like I love Grimm. Grimm's really good. I'm a Grimmster.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Very good. Lost Girl this year has kind of lost me, but I like Lost Girl.
It's all right.
It got
like a
me.
Succubus heroine. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I love Eric Roberts. Eric Roberts cool. plays Hades in this TV series. And I met him last year at Crypticon, and he's coming to Smallville this year in Hutchinson.
I want to go to that so bad.
We know you do.
Smallville is really, really up and coming con, and is really fun. And it feels like a Planet Comic Con, and it's not, but it feels like that. That first day on a Saturday, so many people come rushing in. It's really cool. So I'm excited to go. But Eric Roberts, love him. And did you guys watch the series The 100?
Yes.
Oh my God,
we've actually reviewed that
again. No,
it's pretty good.
Love that. It's pretty good. I really like that. So I was thinking, Denmark
really terrible
has made it to
watching
the
TV, aren't I?
All right, because you're behind. You haven't been watching these things. But what they did to the 100, of course, they killed everybody, and they just killed, like, you know, you're thinking, we got the 100. Now you're only going to find out about 5 people. We're going to kill 50 this last time. They've killed off, like, everybody. I think now it should be called the 10. Maybe it's like, shit, you killed everyone. But I really, really like that show. It's really fun. And it's like TV nowadays is so good. I could almost not even have to go to the theater and watch a movie because the TV shows are just awesome now. Yeah. Anything you could possibly watch. I haven't watched Daredevil, though.
That's
you guys watch
Netflix.
Daredevil?
I want to see that.
I think they just had the finale, and that's the one thing on Netflix I've not watched, but I really want
to
watch that.
I was supposed to watch that with my significant other, and he kind of watch it without me.
Oh, no.
No.
It's not going to break you up, is it?
The bastard.
No.
The bastard. Damn you. As apart from, didn't Ben Affleck play Daredevil?
Yes.
In the movie, yeah.
Well then I got him back and watched
Gotham?
No, not Gotham. What's his name?
Although I heard Gotham's really good.
Ryan Reynolds. I haven't seen it yet. Deadpool. Either. I watched Deadpool without him.
Oh, I saw that fight on Facebook.
Look, I just wanted to watch Deadpool because the scene where he's fighting whatever bad guy and he's naked.
Yes.
I'd like to see Deadpool fight naked. I think that sounds fantastic.
It was.
Okay.
And I've told me.
Hey, let's talk about Star Wars. What'd you guys think about the new Star Wars film? And be honest.
We've discussed that.
No, that's fine.
Not with
Suzanne.
Not with me.
We did an interview with Nathan Ferrugia on Star Wars. It was a lot of fun. We all, I think, enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. The new one. I thought it was different enough that it kept interest. There were some things that could have been better, but overall, it had the same flavor. It had enough action in it for me, and I was happy.
I just wanted to slow it down a little bit, because who is our stormtrooper that joins the good guys at the very first?
Finn, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so
I thought Finn was the jet fighter dude.
No, that's Poe Dameron.
Oh, okay.
I guess I gave it a C+, but I saw Star Wars, I think, the 19th time on my 19th birthday, and I didn't pay for it. They were all dates. but I just wanted to know why did the stormtrooper have a moral dilemma at the very first? There was no build up to that. All I know is you're a stormtrooper, and we're in the battle, and you've got a problem killing people, and now you don't want to be a stormtrooper anymore. Really? Because we all want to be a fucking stormtrooper. But you didn't want to be one. So I just needed a little bit more backstory, and I would have liked to see the stormtroopers in a gym, or where are they sleeping, or where are they hanging out at? Right, I just wanted some more stormtrooper backstory, and I didn't get that. So it's kind of, after that, I was pissed the rest of the movie.
No. Pretty much that made me upset. It wasn't necessarily him, and I think that's a reflection of PST, post-stress traumatic disorder.
Yeah,
I figured that's what they were trying to reflect on him. But what made me so upset is they put so much emphasis, and hopefully they will do more with her, but Captain Phasma. You know, she's supposed to be the strong, badass character, and they just pretty much left it on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, she's on all the cereal boxes. You know, she's got her own action figure. She does like one line in the movie, and she looks really cool. I guess you only know it's a woman because she does one line. But the only stormtrooper that ever removes his face mask is Finn. And you would think that if they're having this kind of a morale difficulty, because they do explain that plot hole, by the way. Kylo Ren is talking to one of the other generals, and he says, maybe we should go back to using clones. And that's the reason, because they're not using clones. So these people actually do, they're captured young. They're like Unsullied. Do you do Game of Thrones? They're like Unsullied
Game of Thrones.
They're like Unsullied instead of clones. But as far as the original idea of the clones, I do think they're the perfect soldiers. And I think that the new guys, maybe they didn't have as much money as Vader and them, because they definitely stopped using clones to their chagrin, obviously. That's my opinion, Jonathan.
Lenny, chagrin, good word use, by the way. It was just, the movie was okay. I know people loved it so much. It was kind of a reboot of what we'd already had, and I was really pissed off about Han Solo and Princess Leia's son. Maybe is it their son?
Yeah.
He's got okay.
Kylo Ren.
You saw it coming, and it pissed me off. And I don't want the problem with the. I'm upset with Dad and Mom. I'm so tired of that. I'm so tired of watching movies where we got a problem. It's a family issue and a problem. Get on beyond that. I was annoyed with that.
I think the standalone movies might be more of that style, where the saga is going to be more of the family saga is what they're looking at. So I think the Rogue One that's coming out in December, unless they back it up, is going to be more militaristic, I believe, and more action-oriented. Because I went back and looked at A New Hope and Empire. There were some scenes in that drug on. And
yeah.
It's like, as a kid, I didn't really notice that, but as an adult, I was like, damn.
You know, rewatching Alien on assignment recently.
Oh, yes.
The movie Alien. A little. First off, how the hell did they have all those flashing lights?
I was just
and
worried
have
about
any
the cat.
Idea what they meant.
I wasn't worried anything.
Like
about
they're
it
in this spaceship and like in Alien, like it's literally like 4,000 different flashing lights around the sky, and he's just looking at them like, oh, there's a problem. Like, how do you know that? Like, there's no, like, there's no way you could actually know what all those little flashing lights mean. But, it, and it was just, yeah, it just started out really, I think that's something that they used to get away. It's just like I talked about the old way with writing. You know, you used to be able to narrate. You used to be able to say it was a dark and stormy night and these characters crept up and this one was thinking this, and you used to be able to be totally omnipotent. H.P. Lovecraft would never make it today. I'm sorry. He's brilliant. But
Stephen King is still making it. To me, he's kind of dry and long-winded. I'm sorry.
But it is action-oriented. And that's the thing about Lovecraft's work. It's not action-oriented. He wants to fill you with suspense, but it's with a really, really long story about this guy's life and how he succumbed to the dark side and the evil Lord Cthulhu. Like, it's really, really telling. Like, everything that anyone that ever gives writers advice online tells them not to do, that's what Lovecraft did. Like, basically, they should, like, have a writing class. Here's H.P. Lovecraft. Don't write like him. He's brilliant, but don't do it. It's like, because now going back and reading his stuff, and I'm like, you know, that's all I, whenever I was young, all I used to read was the classics, and now I feel like I kind of screwed myself because they're too old. No one's, you know, I basically learned all the wrong things first. So yeah, the first version of the first story I wrote is completely narrative. It's like, you know, like, I'm God. Wait. Let me tell you about these people I watched one day.
Just, you know, with writing, it changes every decade. Just like with music, when you're going to listen to music, or even with movies, it evolves. Every 10 years, with any type of art form, it always changes. And you can go back and you can look per decade. So like in the 1960s, the author I used to love was Frank Yerby. And I also grew up on Edgar Rice Burroughs. But you go back and you look at it now, and you really can't write that way anymore. Things have changed.
Really,
and
not I think like it, Edgar Rice Burroughs. I mean, no, he would be in so much trouble with so many organizations. Oh, my God. He was not very ASPCA friendly.
No.
Now, I think that movie that Disney put out, John Carter, got a bad rap.
Oh, my God. I love that.
That
I love the
movie. Show.
Loved it.
Sorry, I haven't
loved
seen it.
I've seen it. Oh. I don't remember it very much, though.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed
it
so much.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
That's a hidden gem that a lot of people just...
It was a hidden gem. Yeah. And it, people didn't go see it. You know what? I don't think they advertised it correctly. So marketing is so big when it comes to films. And unless you tell people... You know what? What's that stupid Strange Magic? It's a Disney film that came out last year. You know, I love this freaking stupid little anime. It was wonderful. But when I saw the movie poster to it, I walked up to the theater. I thought, what the hell is this? I don't want to see this dumb thing. But then it's on TV, and I watched it. I thought, oh, my God, I love this. And the music was good. Enjoyed it. And so it's really marketing and how you package it and sell it to people.
True.
And if you can't do that, then no one's going to go see your movie.
And I think that's what happened. They didn't know how to describe it in that short a time frame for a commercial. And that kind of happens with that new movie that just came out, Allegiant, the first movie of that one.
Allegiant?
I don't want to talk about Allegiant.
Divergent?
I don't want to talk about those people. Screw Veronica Roth.
It kind of
Have you read the books?
Yes, I love the books.
Yeah, I don't love them.
You do love the books?
I don't.
I love the books. I hated the Hunger Games.
Don't even say it.
I hated the Hunger Games, and I hated the Hunger Game movies.
No one likes you, Jonathan.
I liked. You know what? I loved the first Hunger Games book, and I liked the first Hunger Games movie. With Allegiant, and that's all I'm going to say about Hunger Games. With Allegiant and Divergent.
Thank you.
I didn't like the books, and I'm going to get hit by that as an author. But if you as an author wonder, can I write well? Can I write really good? It just kind of goes back to the big publishing houses and who's publishing who.
I'm sorry. That story is boring. If she hadn't went to Northwestern University, no, she would not be published.
No, I don't like the writing style. It's really, I'm going to get hit really hard. I shouldn't really say this, but it's kind of elementary. So if you as a writer are doubting whether or not you write a good story, read a Divergent. And if you can write better than that, you go for it. That's all I can freaking say. And that pretty much says it all.
I got to say that about the Hunger Games.
I'm weird. Okay. I'm weird. I liked The Hunger Games, the movie, just like Suzanne Lamb did. I liked all the books. I read them all in a row. And then I watched the second movie, and I'm like, okay, it's a little bit trash, but they'll get better. The books get better. Then I watched the third movie, and I'm like, okay, this is the really crappy part of this book, so the last one's going to be really good. Yeah, they lost whatever they had when The Hunger Games came out with Jennifer Lawrence, and you know they had that magic in that first movie. I'm sorry, but the first Hunger Games movie is awesome. And it's just like the book. And I thought the books were all pretty good. The first one is definitely the best. Once it goes past the premise of the original games, once they get out of the games, it's so hard to marry that back to something that you can follow as a patternable story. She did it pretty well. I think that making it through to Mockingjay and ending it like that, it worked for me. I accepted it. But it definitely wasn't the first one. And the movies, I'm sorry. Like, after the first movie, I think they're all crap. I'm sorry. All crap.
Well, I'll give you a reading assignment, Suzanne, since you like going to the anime festivals. This is a comparison for Hunger Games, because I have read this book, my children have read this book, and we think Suzanne Collins pretty much ripped this book off. It's a Japanese novel.
That's right. Hey, it's a movie. Was a Royale.
Battle Royale.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
But have you read the novel to it?
And I have not read the book. But you know what? She admits. She admits that she's inspired by that. Okay. She did admit that she's inspired by it. Because
that book is just tremendous. And when we watched Hunger Games, we couldn't get that out of our heads. So it's like, you know.
And maybe I liked it because I've never heard of whatever the hell you're talking about. So
you've got to watch it. Oh, my God. You've got to watch it.
Yeah.
The Japanese movie is so damn good. But you know what? It seems like America always takes ideas from Japan anyway.
While we're talking about that, I want to know one of your opinions, Suzanne. What did you think about the movie Live, Die, Repeat? It's also called The Edge of Tomorrow, and it's based on the...
Oh, my God, I love Edge of Tomorrow. Oh, my God, please. Tom Cruise may be in it, but, you know, it was funny. God, I'm going to get in trouble for this, too. Tom Cruise is a human being. I don't want to know about him, but Tom Cruise now and then makes a really good movie, and Edge of Tomorrow is so good. I can watch that movie over and over and over again.
I will admit he makes some bad movies, but it's not because he's a bad actor. He just takes on a lot of projects, and some of them don't work so well. I think he's a good actor. As a human being, yeah, probably not the best guy in the world. Don't really want to meet him. But as far as an actor goes, like Edge of Tomorrow, man, that movie did special things for me. We've read the manga novel. And and there's a novel as well that we've read, and
like, in the movie,
what the heck is it called?
All you need is kill.
That original story to that, All You Need Is Kill, is it's a little different, but it's also brilliant. Yeah, and the manga is awesome too. But I love that movie. I actually watched that movie like four times in one day, and I will say this: as far as the aliens go, I think that they were able to picture them and use them better in the movie. I realize that the aliens in the Japanese version were more the traditional Oni style, the traditional Japanese monster style with the big eye and the floating limbs. But the way they do it in the movie is so cool, with the kind of spinny guys, with the kind of reticulating jaw and everything. And yeah, and then the way that, I mean, it's just hilarious. Like, he rolls underneath that transporter and gets splashed. It's just there's so much to like about that movie. I'm glad you liked it.
Oh my God, I totally agree. What is the there's a Russian film, and it's two guys, they go to Russia and they're in Moscow, and they've got an internet program and it's been stolen, and suddenly there's aliens that come, and they're like these, when you see the aliens, they're like razor blade things, they're moving really fast. It's a really, really good movie. But it's sci-fi, and it's the two guys, and they link up with two American girls, and then there's like everyone else has been slaughtered, and so when you see the aliens, they're invisible. But if you use lights, you can see them, and you can hide from the aliens behind
a pane
of glass. I feel
like I've seen
that. The Deadliest Hour.
Oh, the Darkest Hour. Yeah,
the Darkest Hour.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah.
I like that. It was a little.
Have you guys seen The Colony?
No.
The Colony is in the movie or in the TV series?
Well, I know that. Are they based? Is it the same? Like, is the Colony the
TV? There's the Colony, and it's all frozen wastelands.
That's the movie.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes. Is that? Yes. Okay, yeah, that's the movie. That's the one I've seen. I really like that movie. I think it's
really
cool.
Love that movie. It's good.
I haven't seen the series.
But now there's the TV series called The Colony. Have you seen that?
No.
And that's
about aliens,
LA.
Right?
And it's got Donald Trump's walls, been built everywhere, but maybe Donald Trump's an alien because now the aliens have come and built the wall. It's really good. And it's the guy Sawyer from the TV show Lost.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
But if you've not seen The Colony, it's I love sci-fi. I love sci-fi, and it's a really good TV series. And they have not shown you what the aliens look like yet.
Oh, okay.
So it's check that freaking out. It's really, really good.
I know about it, but I haven't seen it yet. I think one of the I liked was I like Fallen Skies. I've enjoyed that one.
Yeah, why did that get canceled? It's canceled, and I was like bullshit about it, and they suddenly like sped up the finale on it. It was like, and now it's over. It's like, okay, great, okay, we're done. But Fallen Skies was good.
You like some of the oddball horror type TV shows? Some of the ones that are getting ready to come out, or at least being looked at. One AMC is getting another comic book adaptation called
what?
Preacher.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
and I've
that
actually
is a fucked up comic book.
I've actually read a little bit of that comic book. It's pretty
it's messed up.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
But hey, what's George Romero has the new zombie show coming out on AMC too. What is it? And it takes place in New York City, and it's 1 year after the zombie apocalypse, and we have zombies and we have vampires, and human beings have been enslaved, but it's George Romero. It's animated.
Oh, really?
And it's on AMC. And the irony of it is George Romero did not like The Walking Dead, yet AMC is having, they have The Walking Dead, and then they're going to have George Romero's new show coming out. So it'll be out next year. And it's animated, and it's really grim and dark and scary.
I have to look for that.
That sounds great. I want to know the name. I've never heard of it. I love George Romero, so
somebody look that up with your smartphone.
Yeah, this phone ain't gonna do that.
Okay. It looks really, really cool. That's freaking awesome. And I feel bad. I just did an interview not long ago and they talked about it, and I can't remember it.
Are you serious?
It says Empire of the Dead.
Wait,
Empire of the Dead. That's it.
That's it. Yes.
This dude just sat over here seriously and said, "Who is Mother effing George A. Romero to me?"
That's the zombie god. That's the god of all zombies.
He's the guy that Robert Kirkman looks up to. Okay, I mean, like he's
Robert Kirkman.
Oh my god.
He's who all zombie authors masturbate to?
Yeah.
George, we do love you.
I actually, this is really cool. I went to this little con that you may actually want to check out sometime if you ever get up that way. It's in Chattanooga. It's called, I can't remember the name of their con, but it's like their one con for the year, and they do all the different kinds of genres they can, or their biggest con of the year anyway. I'm sure they probably have more than one somewhere, but they do it at this Chattanooga Choo Choo. It used to be the... The train terminal there, which was a really big train terminal, but now it's just this hotel where they do the con. But
Google's alive and well. It's Connooga, C-O-N space
Connooga,
O-O-G-A. So Connooga.
Okay.
Connooga, yeah. I went to Connooga, and I got to meet George Cassana, which I don't know if you know who that is, but he was actually the production editor, and he played the sheriff in the original Night of the Living Dead.
Cool.
And I got his autograph, and I'm a real big Night of the Living Dead fan. I've seen that movie way too many times too. I actually got him to tag, shoot him in the head, hit him right between the eyes, in the very end when he kills Dwayne Johnson. See, I even know the name of the actors from Night of the Living Dead. That's how freaked out I am. But right when George Cassana has that redneck guy shoot Dwayne Johnson, which pretty much ends the movie. That was the line he said, and I was like, "Can you put that on there?" And it was really cool meeting him. I just walked by, and it's like I saw a ghost. I turned my head, and I'm like,
"That's cool!
Oh my God, you're him!" And I've probably seen more famous people, but not more important to me.
I understand that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got to meet a famous person today.
Chandler Riggs was actually at that con too, but I didn't get to meet him because it was a zoo and I couldn't handle like trying to climb over people, because as soon as they said he was there, like everybody apparently was there to see Chandler Riggs. So I didn't even see him, but he was there, I've heard.
See, my favorite signature that I have is Gene Colan.
Who did that?
A Marvel comic he drew for Tomb of Dracula.
Yeah.
And I took some of those in. And what was so sad, nobody was going up to his table.
Oh.
And I went up to his table, and he goes, and I said, can you sign this? And he goes, okay. And he flips open the front of the comic book and grabs a pencil and signs it on the page. And I said, you know, I really love this, but could you use this paint pen and sign the cover? He goes, but I don't want to destroy it. I said, you're not destroying it.
You're making it valuable. Please.
You're making it better.
Help out my bottom line.
No, I still have it to this day.
I believe it's you, like, Richard. You would. You're the guy that would actually keep that.
But that was back when they didn't charge for autographs.
Yeah. Well, I've never paid for autographs.
That's one of my pet peeves is charging for autographs right now.
But don't worry. I'll never charge for autographs. I promise.
Norman Reedus set at Collins. Norman Reedus is like $170 to get his autograph and his photograph.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's like really. So let's say, let's go to Scott Wilson. So here, we'll go back. So we'll go back to Crypticon is one of my favorite all time cons. They'll have like 28. I don't even say B level, but let's say B level actors. Okay. And they're just sitting next beside you. They're going to have lunch and breakfast. You're going to hang out with them all day long. There's no line to see them. They're right there. So Scott Wilson, who played Herschel on The Walking Dead, I gave him one of my morbid hearts. So I traded out a book for his autograph. I did the same thing with the two girls from The Walking Dead. The two, I can't even think of their names. Kennedy, the two little sisters. The one kills her sister.
Mika and Lizzie. I only know their names on the show. Yeah, Mika and Lizzie on the show.
So they came and they were absolutely wonderful. So I gave them a novel and they gave me a book. And the funny thing about these two little actresses, and I feel bad, I can't think of their names right now, is that their mother's with them. And the younger girl, Kaylee, her mother said that when she got the part on The Walking Dead, that she got it for herself. She says, I have a daughter who's 20-year-old. She's in college. And then my younger, who is 11 years old, she got the part for herself on The Walking Dead, all by herself. Wow. At that 11 years old. Cool. And I was so damn impressed. That's just too cool. And then C. Thomas Owl was also at Crypticon, and I went up to him and I gave him an autograph book and he gave me an autograph picture. And I just told him, hey, I grew up with you. We're the same age. And you've entertained me so long all my life. Maybe I'll entertain someone in your family with a zombie book. He was so nice and so sweet. It's funny when you meet some of these actors who are humble and kind, and they're there to have fun like you are, as opposed to others that, maybe I won't say their name. Maybe I will later. If I had more bourbon, I'd do some name dropping, but I won't now. But some people just hang out and they're so kind and they'll you know, they're happy that you asked for their autograph. They're not going to charge you.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this. And why do rich people, right? They're already rich. Why are they charging now $80 for their freaking autograph when I already know how much money you make every year? Why do you have to charge me so much money now that you're famous?
Right.
I don't know about Lou Ferrigno.
That's great.
I think he hits every Comic-Con out there.
Does he really?
I think so.
He's pretty into it.
He's a good guy and everything. Oh, God, Jonathan.
Hulk.
The original Incredible Hulk on a TV show with Bill Bixby.
You know, he was the Hulk. Bill Bixby was.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I loved that show when it was out back when.
Yes. It was great.
You know, the funny thing, too, is that young people are afraid. If you're over 60 years old and you're an actor and you're sitting there at a table, people are afraid to go up and approach them. Yeah. You know what? They don't cost a lot. I don't care who the hell they are. Just go up there and go talk to them. You know what movie they were in. Go chit-chat with them.
This is what I love about Jonathan, because I get to relive a lot of my stuff because he's unfamiliar with it. So I get to educate and maybe not educate. Maybe I'm corrupting.
Yeah, he's not paying
maybe
attention.
Maybe I'm corrupting him. I don't know.
At Smallville last year, they had Lee Merriweather was there.
Who's that?
Was it Catwoman from Batman?
Oh.
There was
Someone help him.
Which one was she?
She was beautiful.
Was she the one with the penguin? Like the first original, the fat, tubby penguin, what's his name?
I think yes.
Because the first original Catwoman passed away. Adam West. What was her name?
She's with Adam West, but so then she can't be the first one. But she is in with Adam West. And she's Catwoman.
Did she pass away?
Smartphone it. You guys got the Lee Merriweather. Look her up. They spent last year at Smallville, they spent so much money and they brought in
Catwoman.
Lando Calrissian, the actor's name is Who played Lando Calrissian in Star Wars?
Williams.
Yeah, he's actually really big.
I forgot.
His own right.
You have no idea how much that man charges to come to a con. It's ungodly. It's so thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. It's one human being's income for 1 year is what this guy charges to come to a con. And it's like, really? You had 20 people ask for your autograph. Why are you charging that much? You should be happy at some point just to go and people still love you.
I guess Lee Merriweather was with Adam West, but the person who I was thinking of is Kitta Earth. Or what's her name?
Was she the...
She was with Adam West as well. Woman? Yeah.
I'm going to get killed if I stay much longer. It was really nice chatting with you, Suzanne. You guys can keep going. I'm going to...
Lady, you're wonderful. Make Jonathan sit in your chair so I'm looking at someone other than Batman's crotch.
I will. I'll get out of Batman's crotch and let Jonathan climb in.
Okay.
But I will hit you up on Facebook and, you know, and just kind of keep in touch. Try to keep in touch. And, yeah, definitely going to keep reading the Dead Heart series. And I will see about getting you a... One of my, I'll look for the original. I've got a picture of it on Facebook, so I may not have the original anymore. But I'll make you a dead zombies have dead hearts too for your in honor of your dead hearts.
Thank you. I can't wait.
But it was really nice to meet you.
Hey, and Lady, if you need a second, if you need after everyone's read it, I'd love to read your story.
I'd love to let you read it. I would love to. I can make
my pleasure.
Happen. I'm the author. So I can make that happen for you.
Oh my gosh.
And that would be awesome for me. That would be good. That'd be a big booster for me.
Hey, so just real quick. So long ago, Gil Gerard, who played Buck Rogers, opening Town West here in Wichita. And I walked, it was my turn in line. And I walked up and I go, you know, can I have my picture taken with you? And he goes, well, why are you asking me like that? I'm the star. Of course you can. So you're the author. Of course I can read your story. So, hey, I'd love to read and see what you got going.
I definitely will make that happen. I definitely will. I'll stay in touch. But you enjoy that. You can keep talking with these guys. I'm a block away, so I'm just going to walk home. Richard.
Go home.
Everybody out there in TV land, thanks. I got to get home to my wife. She's already sent me 3 texts. Bye.
Lady's in trouble.
Yes, I am.
Tell her it's my fault. Tell her it's my fault.
You know I always blame you, Richard.
just make sweet, sweet love to her when you get home. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Lady, you're supposed to make sweet, sweet love to her.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay.
I will definitely, I'll be in touch. And you guys take
Or if you like getting freaky,
all right.
Freaky. See you, Lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, great. And going to Batman's crotch is Jonathan.
Yeah, that's Jonathan.
Look, Superman. Just kind of look up at Batman right now. Just kind of. There we go. They'd still love each other.
I'm actually excited about this movie coming up.
I am too.
You know, you really are a pretty young lady.
Well, thank you very much. Knowing that I'm 38 years old, thank you. Excellent. You know what? It's all about being young at heart. And
right, exactly. That's what Richard says all the time.
Great minds think alike. But no, I'm excited for the Superman Batman.
We tease Richard about his age too.
Yeah.
Here, wait, Richard, you know I can't see you, don't you?
I know.
Okay, fine, be like that. There we are. Okay, there we go.
Both of
Much
us
better.
Now. I usually try to focus on the other guys. It's easier for them. But
very fun.
But yeah, I'm excited. I hope they do well with this one. They're looking like they're going to create a universe for DC like they have with Marvel.
The second Catwoman with Adam West, I got the name wrong. It was Eartha Kitt, and she passed away in 2008.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly. Yes. She was wonderful.
She was wonderful as Catwoman. I loved her.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know what? Catwoman's one of the characters. I don't mind if you have more than one actress play.
Right.
The superhero. I don't care. It's
so
fine.
How did you like, what's her name? Anne Hathaway playing Catwoman.
You know what? I thought she did a really nice job. I thought she was sexy.
I love Anne Hathaway.
I think Anne Hathaway's wonderful. And, you know, she can sing. She can dance. She can do anything. You know, she is a wonderful actress.
I officially fell in love with Anne Hathaway with Princess Diaries. I'm not going to lie.
I agree. Oh, my gosh, yes. I love Princess Diaries. I will agree.
And, of course,
she's
the Queen.
Wonderful.
Singing Queen did it.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite Anne Hathaway is, oh, my God, come on. It's the Cinderella spinoff. damn it, come on. And Char is the prince. And
Enchanted. Ella Enchanted.
Yes, I love Ella Enchanted. Oh, my God. I had a friend stole my DVD, and I was kind of pissed off about it. That movie was wonderful, too. Yeah. And you know what?
Where she couldn't lie or anything like that, yeah, because she was cursed because she couldn't lie.
Yep. Was that?
It was great.
Because, yeah, that I think that
no, was she was cursed to do whatever she was told to do.
She had always, yes, that's it. She had always do what you tell her to do. What?
But yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that. So,
but no.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping they do well with this one because yeah. I've enjoyed Marvel, but as you can tell just by looking around my house, I grew up DC. So I'm hoping out with all hope. And, you know, the Green Lantern movie I liked well enough, but they just cast it wrong. They tried to mix up too many different personalities. You know, Yehu was not right for Hal Jordan. For Deadpool, yes, he was fine.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds was good as Deadpool, but Hal Jordan, no.
which Blade movie is Ryan Reynolds in? And that kind of, is it Blade?
Trinity? Yeah, Trinity.
Okay, and when that movie came out in Trinity, that kind of made him as an action hero. He was a stud in that film. And really? After that, he always will be a stud, won't he? Hey, I like him too.
Studley.
But you know what? But as Green Hornet, not
Green
so much.
Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Whatever. Green Lantern. Oh, my God. And I'm wearing Green Lantern shoes. And now and then maybe I had too much bourbon. Green Lantern, Green Hornet. Maybe I shouldn't have been green.
You should be sharing your bourbon with us.
I really wish I was.
It's one of those where public service announcement, you know. Don't write while drinking.
Right, exactly.
hey, did you hear that they're supposed to be doing a reboot of Xena?
Oh, really?
Yes, I heard that.
Wow.
Okay, you did? Okay, because you know what? I'm not a lesbian, but with Lawless, Lucy Lawless,
clearly.
I would do more than just brush her hair. She's a sexy woman, but she will not. So when Xena came out way back I loved that
they're
show.
They're not making it with Lucy Lawless.
No, she won't be in the remake. No. But she is in, what's our show that just came out with Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell.
A TV series coming out or a movie?
Ash.
Yeah, they're coming out with Ash.
Ash versus TV. Evil. She was in that.
Yeah.
TV series, did you watch that?
No, I missed that one, but I am eager to watch it. I heard
about it. Before Ash versus Evil, they had the series, I think they only had two seasons, was Salem. So Lucy Lawless season two of Salem.
I've heard of that.
Okay, just a damn sexy woman.
True.
But they're going to do a reboot of Xena.
You know, you know who I thought was really sexy? Wonder Woman. Linda Carter. And she is still sexy to this day.
And you know what? Why won't she do cons? She will not do comic cons now. And she only sings. I hear she only will sing now. Is that right? And she won't do comic cons.
Well, some people, it's still one of those stigmas. They don't want to associate with this low lives, as they say sometimes.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, just say Wonder Woman is the number one heroine of all times, and super heroines. When you look at anything, you read up on them, Wonder Woman is always the best. She's always the most loved. So Linda Carter should get out there and let us hug and kiss on her.
I definitely would.
Why your screen's doing some malfunction thing? You got a zombie virus going on.
Oh, I'm not sure what's going on. Let's see. I don't know. I think the new Wonder Woman though. I think she'll do a good enough job. What is Gail Gadot? Gail Gadot. I like her style. She looks good. You still hear us, Suzanne?
Hello? I'm still there. You guys are kind of blurry, and Jonathan's got blue lips.
Yeah, we're kind of getting a little fuzzy. We might have been on Skype too long. I don't know.
Batman's behind you. What have you been doing?
I've been kissing him. Is that okay?
Okay. It is okay.
That's fine. Adult content.
Oh, my God. It's Big Brother coming in now and monitoring us is what it is.
Well, we're planning on, at least some of us are planning on trying to be at AFW this year.
And Smallville. So,
we're looking at Smallville, but definitely AFW because we want to hook up
Smallville.
With you and DC and Michael. So we'll be looking at those. So definitely AFW, and definitely would like to if you guys are free in the evening, I know DC does a lot of the DJing when he's there, so I don't know if he'd have a free evening, but if you just want to hang out and BS a little bit, we'd love
like
to
like we're doing right now.
Yeah. And maybe we won't have a record.
Maybe grabbing a couple
of
drinks.
I love to BS.
But I think we'll let...
Drinks are good, too.
Definitely.
Hey, I've been kind of reliving. I love the movie Pitch Black. I love the Chronicles of Riddick. And the movie Riddick, not so much. But I didn't know, and I just watched it last night.
Best friend loves Riddick.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope you said your... I want in my mind, because the internet's being weird, I hope you said your boyfriend's Riddick, and I'm all for that.
No, I said my boyfriend's best friend loves Riddick.
Sweet. But there's an animated film between Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick. Have you guys seen that? I just watched that last night.
I think it's Dark something. Dark Fury?
Dark something. Like come on.
I remember it. I've seen it, so.
Rich is going to Google it.
Yeah, what is that one?
I guess they're not. Do you think I'll do another? They just did Riddick, and I know it didn't do so well at the box office, but I really like that character. And that's some good sci-fi. I would like to see more from that.
We went to go watch The Witch Hunter, and I hated that movie.
I hated The Witch Hunter.
I thought that movie was so horrible, but my boyfriend and his best friend were like, we love it because it's Vin Diesel. I'm like, not his best movie.
What was that stupid movie with Nicolas Cage, and he's like a witch hunter? Nicolas Cage did some movie a couple of years ago. It was like the same stupid thing.
Yeah.
I can't even think what it is, I was disappointed.
I know. To go back, the anime movie is Dark Fury for Riddick. Let's see. Nicolas Cage. Well,
yeah, and it's not the Apprentice one.
There was a stupid one called
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah.
Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch. That's the one.
But Hansel and Gretel was such a stupid movie.
Yeah, that wasn't really happening for me. But now and then when it's on, I might watch it. But it didn't really work. That troll thing, the one guy, I didn't like the makeup. He wasn't working for me. He's kind of big and dumb, and we're supposed to feel kind of sympathetic for him. But I didn't like the makeup. Oh my God! You know what? Another guy I'm going to have on your show is Kevin Ward. Kevin Ward. It was on Face Off this last year.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
He's from Denver. He's so sweet and lovable. And his
Please have him on. I'm all excited now.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin Ward's a buddy of mine. He's wonderful. Wonderful.
I think Jonathan might want a date. I don't know.
Kevin Ward's eyes are so blue. They couldn't get any bluer. They're so blue.
I was so disappointed that he didn't win.
Oh my God. He's so talented. He was at Galaxy Fest and he had a guy that came in like Lucifer. And Kevin Ward's getting ready to write. I don't know if it's going to be a graphic novel or a novel. Probably a graphic novel, right? He's just so talented and so huggable.
If you get an interview with with him, I will love you forever.
Okay, this happening. I'm gonna get a hold of Kevin and Mike tomorrow, and then we'll get him signed up with you. He'll come and be on your show.
Thank you.
Because you know what? They're humans that are nice and kind. And they have no ego. There's no ego involved. They could be the most successful, richest men in the entire world. They still want to hang out.
I love the show Face Off. I mean, I'm so
love
excited.
Face Off.
Oh, you got me all excited now.
Okay, great. I knew I could if I just tried a little harder.
Kind of what we want to do is we want to keep in touch with everybody that we get in contact with. And if we do a movie or something that you might be interested in, we might Facebook you again and say, hey, do you want to hop in with us on this?
So, Kevin Ward, if you're listening to this, Facebook me. I'm your biggest fan.
Hey, you know what? Just post on my Suzanne Lambden on Facebook and tell him you love him and he'll contact you. Because he's my buddy. And this guy's great.
I have to friend you first.
You better friend me. And he's kind of hands-on. He's user-friendly, too. Yeah.
That'll please
And
Jonathan.
You know what? Kevin Ward wants to come to more conventions, and so I wanted to get him to Smallville.
If you can get him to do a full makeup on me, that would be awesome.
I freaking bet he would. He's totally cool. He's so cool. Yeah, he's nice. He's real. You know what? And that says a lot, because if you look to see who am I... I've got to be really careful what I say. I had celebrity status at Galaxy Fest. And some people are really sweet, kissy, kissy, and some people aren't.
And that's just people's personalities.
You know who I really want to meet? You know who I really want to meet off face off? What's his name? The one with the cowboy hat.
That's been a couple seasons ago.
Yeah.
It was a couple of seasons ago.
I can't think of his name right now.
We'll see if Kevin knows him.
Yeah. But I'd like to meet Roy. Yeah, Roy. I'd like to meet Roy. I thought that he got cheated out of both the seasons that he was in. Because he was in the one with Nicole. Oh, man, I hated that she won. I hated that she won that season.
Which one's that one?
The one that they voted for the winner.
Duh. Who is that? What's she looking like?
Pink hair, purple hair.
Yeah, I disagreed with that one, too.
She.
Now, I like the blonde, short-haired blonde gal.
Yeah, she won.
She did some great.
She won. She won.
She won the rematch or rematch.
Yeah, she won the face-off star, whatever it's called.
Well, they came back and.
Yeah, but I still thought that Roy got kind of cheated out of both those seasons. I thought he should have won at least one of them.
But no,
I hear you. Well, hey, look, oh my gosh, it's 10 o'clock, guys.
Yeah, we were probably going to wrap it up, but I have one more favor for you, if you wouldn't mind. Let me close this out, and then I'll ask you. So,
all right. Hey, thank you, guys.
Our BS session with Suzanne Lipman has been an interesting one. First off, somehow the audio file got lost, and I had to recover it. But we were unable to recover the last little bit of it. So I apologize, Suzanne, but we had a tremendous amount of fun with Suzanne. Check out her books, the Dead Heart series. The latest one is Defiant Hearts. That's the fourth book of the series. Be sure to check it out. They're a fun series to read, full of action, and you won't go wrong. And just enjoy. That's the main thing. Suzanne, we definitely appreciate you coming on, visiting with us for our first two parts, and then BSing with us this last little bit. We appreciate everything that everybody does for us, and definitely want to send the kudos out to Suzanne. And with that, we hope everybody's enjoyed having fun listening. We had fun that evening BSing with Suzanne. We'll see everybody the next time. Bye.
Hey, you moved my stump. I'm going to wreck it.
I can fix it.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.